This file is intended for adults 18 or older, so if you're a minor, please stop the recording and go elsewhere. Hello there. Welcome back. You're listening to another Erotic Hypnosis File by Champ. If you're here with me, then you must want to be hypnotized. That means you're ready to spend some time in trance, listen to my words, and accept all that you hear. I cannot guarantee that you will go into trance as you listen to this file, but even if you don't immediately go into trance, it's okay to pretend. Sometimes, as you're pretending to go into trance, your subconscious will follow suit, and before you know it, you may find that you have already entered a state of trance without even realizing it. The fact that you have chosen to listen to this file means that you are ready to experience what it's like to be a diapered pet. An obedient pet. A pet that loves to make master happy and proud. Before we begin, please make sure you are in a safe place where you can relax and listen to my words uninterrupted. A reclining position is best, where you cannot fall or roll over. To make this file completely effective, be sure to wear a diaper or something that feels like a diaper whenever you listen to this file. If you have any pet gear that helps you feel more like a pet, have it within reach. Once you are situated, turn off any cell phones, lights, or anything else that may distract you as you are listening to my words. If you need time to prepare yourself to listen to my words uninterrupted, pause the tape and do so now. I'll be here when you return. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Good. And now, I would like you to just relax. Yes, relax and listen to my words as I tell you a little story. And to help you relax, I'd like you to think of an image in your mind. An image that may be very familiar to you if you have a pet or have ever seen a pet. The image of a pet relaxing and getting a belly rub. That wonderful feeling of being pet and rubbed. So content. Feeling so good as they lie in their owner's lap. And their owner scratching their chest. Rubbing their belly. While their pet just basks in the wonderful feeling. Feeling so good and so nice. I'll bet you can imagine how that pet feels when they're being rubbed just where they love to be rubbed. Can you imagine it? What if that pet was you? How would you feel lying in your master's lap as your master rubs your belly, scratches your chest, runs their hand over your head, behind your ears, or wherever feels best to you? I'll bet that feels really nice. And you can imagine that scene in your mind. You can imagine that pet of whatever kind feeling so good as they are massaged and rubbed by master. And as you watch this scene, they are completely unaware of you. And you can walk forward. Look as closely as you like. Observe as nearly as you want to. Try and imagine how that pet feels. It must be really good. Look how relaxed they are. Look how content. If they can smile, they must have a very big smile. You can see it on their face, how happy they are. just lying there, getting all that attention. Those hands making them feel so good, rubbing them in just the right places, just the right way. I bet you'd like to feel that way too. And you can look, get closer, as close as you like. Getting close to that feeling, you can almost feel it yourself. And as you reach forward, reaching forward to touch that pet, like you can feel it yourself if you touch it, feeling as if you can just feel them, you can feel what they feel, and you find that all of a sudden, it is you in Master's lap. All of a sudden, you're the pet in Master's lap, and you're feeling those wonderful feelings as Master rubs you in just the right places, just the right way. Feels so nice, so relaxing, so nice to just zone out as your pet and rubbed, maybe given scritches. So relaxing as you go into trance. In fact, this feeling may remind you of something. It may remind you of another feeling you felt before. The wonderful feeling of going into a nice, deep trance. And as you get those wonderful rubs, you can let that feeling take over, fill your mind, until you are in a nice, deep trance. I want you to close your eyes now, drifting away from that scene. I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself as a pet in a nice, comfortable home. You can look around, explore this home however you like. It's a familiar place, and yet may not be where you live right now, may not be a place that you've seen in person, but it feels like home to you right now. In your pet mind, you know this is where you belong. And you can look around, explore this home however you like, and you can look at yourself as well. And when you look at yourself, you can see that you are in fact a pet. And that could look like anything you like. You could be a human pet. You could be an animal pet. Or you could be something in between. And you could be wearing whatever makes you feel most pet-like. That could be a collar, a harness, perhaps something that covers your body completely, or something that only covers specific parts. Or you could be wearing nothing at all. Whatever kind of pet you would like to be today, you can be it. This is your experience. But if you're a good pet, then you should be in a diaper. That's right. You are in a diaper, aren't you? You're a pet at home, comfortable, happy, safe and secure. But you're home alone. And whenever you're home alone, you soon find your thoughts turning to Master. Yes, Master. Your owner, your caretaker, your provider of food, cuddles, and diaper changes. You love your master, and you wait expectantly for their return. But it just seems like they've been away for so long already. Your master can be anyone you like. They could be someone you know, or maybe someone you've never met. They can be someone who's real or imagined. Anyone or anything. Maybe you have someone in mind, or maybe you need a few moments to think about just who your master might be. You have time to think as you wait for master. And you know for certain that when they come, you will recognize them right away. As you wait for master, you begin to think of what you will do when they come home. You're always so excited to see master when they arrive home, no matter how long they've been away. Whenever your master comes home, you just can't contain yourself. You have to stop whatever you are doing and rush to the door to greet them with excited kisses, telling them how happy you are to see them. And then you hear it. The sound of the keys, turning the lock, and finally the door opens and in steps your master. You greet them excitedly. If you're able to speak, you can tell them how happy you are to see them. And you always make sure to address them by their chosen title. It pleases master when you use the proper title. And if you are nonverbal, you can nuzzle them, kiss them, lick them, whatever comes naturally to you. Master loves to be greeted by their excitable, faithful pet, and they are happy to see you too. After their greeting, the first thing Master does is to check your diaper. Master checks to see you have food and water, and to see if it's time to give you a change. They tell you to settle down, stand still while they inspect your crinkly undergarment. To your surprise, they declare that you are soaked and ready for a change. You didn't even realize that you were wet. You were too excited to greet Master at the door. You probably flooded your diaper when Master got home. That can happen when you get excited. It is one of the reasons Master keeps you diapered at all times. Master rubs your cheek and tells you it's time for changes. And you know what that means. Whenever your owner says it's time for changes, you immediately follow them to the designated changing area, where you can lie on your back and wait for Master to take off your diaper. Master has trained you well, and as soon as you hear it's time for changes, you follow him to the designated changing area and lie on your back. It's time for changes. It's time for changes, my pet, says your owner happily. You're so happy that it's time for changes. Master gives you a few scritches and rubs to reward you for being such a good and obedient pet today. That makes you very happy, and you may even feel your diaper getting a little warmer as you smile and relax at their touch, filling your diaper with yet more pee-pee. Master talks to you in a happy voice as they pet the front of your diaper. What's that sound? Is that your diaper? Is it? Yes, it is. Because you're my diapered pet. Such a good pet you are. Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You can feel and hear your diaper as Master gives it one more squeeze. Good pets wear diapers, and you are such a good pet. Master can keep you in diapers all the time, and you will never cause trouble by taking them off on your own. Master untapes one tape, then another, until all the tapes come free. Master inspects the contents of your diaper and tells you what a good job you've done filling your diapers. Wow, you left lots of presents for Daddy. You're such a good little pet. You've made Daddy very happy. Great job filling your diapers. That means you've been drinking and eating enough to stay healthy. You're happy. Master is so good to you. Master looks after you because you can't look after yourself. You feel so grateful as Master cleans you off with wipes until you are squeaky clean, then puts a fresh diaper under your butt. You anticipate the wonderful feeling of that diaper being taped around your waist. Nothing feels better than a fresh diaper from Master. It's like a hug from them that you can carry around with you. And it's so calming and relaxing to know that you're wearing something they put you in, just like any other pet gear or pet clothing you wear. The fact that Master put it on you, the fact that Master gave it to you, means that that object reminds you of them. Feels so comforting on your body. The thick, crinkly diaper is brought up between your legs, and each time they secure a tape on your diaper, you feel more relaxed, going deeper into trance. One, two, three, four. Nice and deep. Feeling so good knowing your master put you in a cute and comfy diaper. Feeling good because you know he likes the way you look in a diaper. He says he finds you even cuter in a diaper. And he never wants his little pet to outgrow them. If that's what Master wants, you want it too. After you're all diapered up, it's time to relax. There's nothing you like more than curling up at Master's feet or curling up in their lap, if they allow it. Nothing feels better than when your master gives you rubs and pets. And today, Master's in such a good mood that they want to give you rubs, scritches, and pets in all your favorite spots. All you have to do is follow them to the living room and relax while they do all the work. They begin to caress you. You can feel this wonderful, pleasurable sensation of contentment radiating out from wherever they touch you. Radiating out over your skin, giving you the most pleasant, relaxing, tingling sensation, like goosebumps spreading over your body. You take a big breath and let out a contented sigh. This feeling is so wonderful. This feeling was worth the wait. You go completely limp, barely able to make a sound. You're so relaxed, letting those pleasurable sensations completely fill your mind, take up all your attention. Whatever else is happening around you, whatever else you hear is unimportant. You hear it and you see it, but right now your main focus is on those wonderful feelings Master can give you with their hands. Touching you in just the right way. They know all your secret spots. They are your owner after all. And as you dive into those sensations, you can let any little suggestion Master says, anything they say, slip right into your mind. You're focused on those wonderful feelings in your body, and it's easy to let Master's suggestions slip right into your mind as you enjoy their touch. And they murmur many things that make you smile and make you feel so good. Accepting them as true while your conscious mind is busy paying attention to other things. You're a good pet. You're such a good pet. You're a master's diapered pet, and you know how to be good, don't you? Good pets wear their diapers all the time. Good pets obey master. Good pets love being pets, taken care of by master. And you're a good pet, aren't you? Yes. Yes, you are. You're an excited and happy pet for your master. Whenever they come home, you greet them with excitement. You always greet them as master or whatever title they prefer. Yes, you'll be a good diaper pet and you'll do your best to make your master happy and proud. Good pets know the best thing in the world is having master scritch them. It's better than anything in the world and it feels so wonderful. When master is finished petting you and giving you all the love and attention that you deserve, it's your turn to do something for master. Master wants to see you do a trick. You know several tricks that master has taught you, and you're happy to show him how well you've learned them. Master tells you to present, and you know whenever master says present, you sit up straight, open your legs wide, and show everyone a nice view of your diaper. When master says present, you immediately open up your legs and display your diaper for all to see, because you're a very good pet and you like to please master and you like to do what he tells you to do and you like to show him that you've learned all the things he's taught you. Whenever master says present, you open up your legs and display your diaper for all to see. Why don't we try it now? Present. And go ahead now. Straighten up. Show the front of your body. Show your diaper. Very good. You can relax now. Let's try it one more time to make sure you remember. Present. Get into position. Very good. You did such a good job. Master is pleased, and that makes you very happy. You also know how to beg. When master says beg, you put your little paws up, give your best big sad eyes, and whine. You're begging for master. Whenever master says beg, you get a low subservient position with your ears down, your eyes wide, your paws up in front of your chest, supplicating your master. For whatever they ask you to beg for. Why don't we try it now? Beg. That's right. Put those little paws up. Give me those sad little eyes. And you can stop now. Very good. Let's try it one more time to make sure you remember. Beg. There you go. Look how cute you look when you beg. You can do it quicker each time you practice. And you did that so quickly. You must have learned very well. And Master is pleased. Whenever Master tells you to roll over, you get on the ground and you roll right away, wherever you are. You don't even have to think about it. You just do what Master asks. Whenever Master says, roll over, you get down on the ground and you roll. You get down on the ground and you roll. Very good. One more time. We're going to practice now so you can try it yourself. Roll over and right away without hesitation. You can just get down and roll over. Very good. Let's try it one more time. Roll over. Very good. Roll over. Very good. Very good. You're such a smart little pet. You're so good at following directions. And it makes you feel so good to know that you can follow directions. And you know just what to do when Master tells you to do something. Makes you feel more confident, more proud, and most of all, so happy. So happy that you can do something to please Master, because they do so much for you. Whenever Master says speak, you can speak. That might mean that you're able to say words. It might mean that you'll just make some barks. Whenever Master says speak, you can speak words, human words. That's right. You can speak words. Whenever Master says speak, might be because they want to talk to you, or maybe they want to check in on you. Whatever the reason, whenever Master says speak, you can say human words, and you can respond to Master with human words. Let's try it now. When I say speak, you'll be given speech, and you can say, thank you, Master, for letting me speak. Let's try it. Speak. Thank you, Master, for letting me speak. Very good. Let's try it again. When I say speak, you can say, thank you, Master, for letting me speak. Speak. Very good. You're such a good pet. So polite. So ready and eager to please your master. Whenever Master says silence, you will no longer use human words. You will only be able to communicate in pet noises, and you will only want to communicate in pet noises because Master said silence, and you would never want to speak human words if Master didn't give you permission. Whenever Master says silence, you only communicate in pet noises. Yes, that's right. You will only communicate in pet noises if that is what Master expects you to do. Let's try it now. Silence. And you can make whatever noise is appropriate for you as a pet to show that you are not using human words. Go ahead, try it now. Silence. Very good. Let's try it one more time. Silence. Very good. And finally, one more trick I'd like to try with you. And this one is very fun. It's almost like a game. And you're so good at it. Whenever Master says freeze, you can hold whatever position you're in. You can allow yourself to feel and believe that you're a statue, completely immobile, completely able to hold that position without any trouble at all. You can play this game for quite some time because you love to follow Master's directions. And when Master says freeze, you want to stop moving and remain completely still, just like a statue. Let's try it now. Freeze. And Master can walk around you and check. Try to push you or tickle you, but you won't move because you're such a good pet and you know this trick so well. Unfreeze. Now you can move again, and you wag and you show Master how happy you are, how much you loved to play that game. You want to try it again, don't you? Okay. We can do it one more time. Freeze. Are you going to move? Master tests you. Master tries to tickle you, or touch you, poke you, or distract you, but you don't get distracted. You don't move. Because you're very good at this game. Finally, Master concedes defeat. Unfreeze. You did such a good job. So good. Such a smart and obedient pet. Master's so proud. That makes you feel very, very happy, very warm inside. You deserve a treat. Master goes and gets you a treat from the little pet jar he keeps on the kitchen counter. All right. He holds the treat up. And there's one more trick. He asks you to balance the treat on your nose. And as much as you'd like to eat it right there, you do as he says. You balance it right there. And Deli says, eat it. And you eat the treat and feel so good. That was so good. You love your little treats. And Master loves to give them to you. But you know you have to earn them. And that's what makes them so special. And now that Master's home, he knows that you need your exercise because you've been home all day. And you know what that means? He walks to the door, grabs your leash off the hook, and says, walkies. You feel so excited to go on a walk. You like to go on a walk. You like to go out in public on Master's leash. because you know that no matter what you look like, no matter what you're wearing, you trust Master completely, and you feel completely confident and comfortable going out with Master. And Master gets your leash off the hook. And when you see the leash, you're very excited because you know it's time to go walkies. And he says, "Time for walkies whenever you need to go walkies." He holds up your harness and instructs you to lift one paw, then the other, as he puts the harness around your body, securing it tightly, taking extra care to make sure it's comfortable and correctly fitted, whichever places feel most secure and comfortable for you. And when he's satisfied, and when you feel super secure and contained, he clips the leash to the harness and tells you to sit by the door. Sit. Very good. He opens the door, gives a tug, and you get up and follow him out. Outside into the nice warm air. It's a beautiful sunny day, a perfect day to go on a walk. Walking down the sidewalk with Master, there are so many things to see and explore. It's so exciting to be outside. You can smell all the plants. You can look at all the colorful things, the houses, the other pets walking around, people passing by. You don't have to worry. Master will make sure to pull you back if it's inappropriate for you to approach something, so you can explore freely. But if Master gives you any commands, you obey them immediately. It's very important for you to listen to Master while you're outside. If you don't listen to Master, it could be dangerous. You know that if you follow his directions, you will have a nice, safe, and fun walk. And maybe when you get back, you'll get another treat. You walk down the sidewalk, and as you're walking, you realize you have to go potty. Master notices your discomfort and allows you to piddle in public like a good pet. Of course, it's all in your diapers, but Master lets you pretend to mark your territory, peeing a little bit here, a little bit there. As you walk down the street, Master thinks it's so cute when you go piddles, and he'll comment on it as you do so. "Are you Master's good little pet? Are you making piddles? Very good. Oh, such a good pet. There you go. Make your pee-pees. Yes, make your pee-pees, cute little pet." And you continue your walk. You stop to sniff another pet that goes by, and they sniff you. You can be lost in the scent while Master talks with their owner. They're talking about human things. They're talking about owner things. Nothing that concerns you. You're much more interested in whatever else is happening around you, unless someone addresses you directly. If someone addresses you directly, it's polite for you to pay attention to them and respond if you understand. And even if you don't understand, you can generally tell by the tone of their voice if they're happy or angry or serious, and you can respond appropriately. And when Master is done talking with the other owner, you continue on your walk, exploring your neighborhood, and some days he may take you to the pet park, and other days he may just walk you around the block. Today he'll just give you a quick walk around the block, and then after about 15 minutes or so, you're back at your front door. You had a nice walk, saw so many fun things, and when you get back inside, Master gives you another treat and tells you what a good little pet you are. Good pet. Very good pet. The effects of this file will last as long as you listen, but you can enjoy the feeling of being a contented pet basking in the afterglow of Master's massage for the rest of the day if you wish. And you can listen to this file again and again whenever you want to see Master again. You can listen to my voice again and again and change the experience however you like, to have the pet experience that you desire. And every time you listen to my voice, you can find it easier to enter that pet headspace whenever you wish. Easier and easier every time you listen to my voice. And you can keep listening to my voice, keep listening to this file, until it becomes so very easy to be a good pet for Master. And now it's time for the diapered pet to go to sleep. Yes, it's time for the diapered pet to curl up at Master's feet or in Master's lap, so you can go about your day or evening. And if you want to experience being Master's diapered pet again, that's okay. You can listen as many times as you like, and you can return again as many times as you want to feel that wonderful feeling of being with Master. On the count of five, you will awaken from your nice relaxing trance, feeling alert and refreshed. 1. Beginning to regain your normal awareness. 2. Becoming more aware of your body, lying in a relaxed position. 3. Becoming more aware of your breathing and where you are. 4. Feeling so good as you finally come back on 5. All the way back, refreshed and alert, remembering all the progress you made here today. I hope you enjoyed your time here with me, and I hope you return to listen again soon. Goodbye now.